But that stone coffin is far too heavy to lift.
Size means nothing to the Force, Ulic. Behold, the Dark Jedi.
Even after 4 centuries, those brittle bones, that Death's Head grin.
He looks so evil.
Fridon Nard was seduced by the dark side. He apprenticed himself to a dark lord of the Sith. After his death, his tomb became a focus of dark side energy, and so his power passed from generation to generation. All your ancestors belong to the dark side, Galea. But that is over. The shadow has been broken. You are free.
Hey, Kay! Come on, brother! Princess Galea and Orin Kira are about to be crowned king and queen of Iziz. You want to miss the fun?
Be right there, Ulic. I've almost got this new arm working.
Ulic?
Master Arca, what is it?
Don't be too quick to celebrate. Our battle with the dark side is far from over.
But the queen? The sarcophagus? I thought we won.
The battle, yes. But the war goes on. Fridon Nard still has a great following in this city. His cult may still cause trouble. There are even rumors that Princess Galea's father, King Omen, is still alive somewhere on the planet.
King Omen?
I'll need you and your brother Kay and Tot Danita to stay on here for a while.
Well, I'm ready.
Kay, that mechanical arm actually suits you.
Anyone for arm wrestling?
Well done, Kay. We'll need your arm and your spirit in the weeks ahead, but I'm afraid we'll need even more.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of calling on other Jedi for help. Master Thon is the watchman for the Stennis system. He may be able to send someone to help us with this dark side threat.
Master Arca, Fridon Nard was a Jedi. How can a Jedi trained in the ways of the light fall victim to the dark side?
It has happened more than once. Fortunately, it does not happen often. Ulic, my son, pray that it never happens to you.
Why does this always happen to me?
What's wrong, Nomi?
Oh, Ander, I just spilled bloom fruit juice all over my new blouse.
Oh, don't worry, Nomi. I'll buy you a new blouse when we reach the spaceport.
Can I have something too, Daddy?
And what do you want, little Vima?
I want a big stuffed animal.
What kind?
A bantha cub.
Oh, well, okay then.
Ander, we shouldn't be promising things we can't afford.
Come on, Nomi. Being a Jedi warrior may not be the most profitable job in the galaxy, but we can afford to splurge now and then. Besides, where we're going, we won't need much money.
Who is this Master Thon, anyway?
A Jedi Master who watches over the Stennis star system.
Master Ander!
He's going to be my next teacher.
Master Ander!
Hello, 3D. What is it?
I was right about the hyperdrive. It was a burnt-out iron exciter. Once it's replaced, the Lightside Explorer will be ready to depart.
Thanks, 3D. There's a spare in the tool crib. When you're finished, you can help me load the supplies.
Very well, sir. I knew that magnetic storm we jumped through would damage the exciter. Master Ander takes far too many chances.
Ander, is this Master Thon a nice Jedi Master?
I don't know, Nomi. But I'm sure he'll appreciate these.
Oh, they're beautiful. What are they?
They're Adagan crystals. Precious and hard to find. Jedi use them to make the best lightsabers.
I can feel the crystal's power, Ander. So can little Vima.
The Force is strong in you, Nomi. You could be a Jedi.
You know I'm too timid. But our daughter will be a great Jedi someday, with you as her teacher.
Master Ander! The ship is ready for departure.
No question about it. After Master Thawn instructs me in the higher levels of the Jedi way, I look forward to teaching my daughter. But mark my words. First, I will help you become a Jedi, Nomi Sunrider.
The hyperdrive tells me it's ready for the jump, Master Ander.
Okay, 3D. Just let me locate the jump beacon. There. It's just ahead. I know hyperspace travel's been around a long time, but these jump beacons never cease to amaze me.
It's taken almost 20,000 years to accurately chart the hyperspace lanes, Master Ander. Without these jump beacons to guide us, faster-than-light travel would be too risky.
But with the detailed star charts and the new navigational computers they're developing, these jump beacons will become obsolete within a generation. Every ship will be able to chart its own course.
Approaching the jump gate, Master Ander.
Cutting sublight engines. Engaging hyperdrive. Now!
Stennis Spaceport to incoming vessel. We are not receiving your telesponder signal. Please identify.
This is Seital Keto aboard the royal yacht Krath Enchanter, inbound from the Empress Teta star system.
Acknowledged, Krath Enchanter. Please state your cargo and destination.
This is a pleasure ship, Stennis Space Station. We have no cargo, and we're here to refuel. Our final destination is the Republic capital on Coruscant.
Acknowledged, Krath Enchanter. You are cleared to land at Docking Bay 4.
Nothing interesting on the eavesdropping equipment. Just some kids on a joyride. Anything on the tracking screen, Quanto?
Hey, what about that ship, Gunnub? Let's hijack that one.
Which one? There's about a dozen cruisers showing up on our screen.
That one, heading for Docking Bay 6. The sensors say she's carrying 6 tons of spice out of Kessel.
Nah, Docking Bay 6 is all the way to the other side of the spaceport. We'd never get there in time.
All right. Hey, there's one! Just coming out of hyperspace!
Nah, the scanner's not picking up anything valuable on board. Oh, wait a minute. Very interesting.
Yeah? What is it, Gutub?
Yeah. All right. The mooks on that ship are carrying the Adagan crystals. We better tell the boss.
Adagan crystals? Oh, boy, Gutub. Adagan crystals? Oh, never thought I'd ever see any, Hey, Gutub.
Yeah?
What are Adagan crystals?
Adagan crystals? Where?
Right here, boss. On board the space station. Some guy just docked his ship. Looks like a Jedi. He's carrying a lightsaber anyway. With his wife and kid. I got Quanto tailing them now.
Adagan crystals! I have a client who'll pay me a grand sum for those pretties.
Boss, you want I should.
Get them, Gunnub! And Bogga the Hutt will reward you. But be careful, he's a Jedi.
Don't worry, boss. I got Quanto and Wreck with me. Besides, my little pet Gormworm Scritch and I have faced a couple of Jedi in our time. Ain't we, Scritch? And we learned a thing or two.
Welcome to the Stennis Spaceport. Docking facilities are located on levels 23, 24, and 25. Food troughs are located on levels 50 through 53. Brothels are located on levels 54 through 1,000.
Stay close to me, Nomi. This place is awfully crowded.
Don't worry.
Psst. Hey, pal. How about some Norvanian grog?
No, thank you.
I got 6 cases for sale cheap.
No, thanks.
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon me.
I'll take that.
Huh?
The coin purse you just tried to steal.
That's my pouch.
It must have just fallen into my hands.
You're a pickpocket.
Get out of here before I call the authorities.
Sure thing.
Look at all the funny-looking people, Mama.
Keep your voice down, Vima. Just because a man has three arms and a purple feather growing out of his head doesn't mean he's funny looking.
This spaceport serves the Stennis system. It's right on the mining frontier. The scum of the galaxy pass through this station on their way to stealing mining rights from the Nessies.
Nessies?
That's what pirates call the locals of the Stennis system. Nessies.
Pirates?
Sure. Most of the people here are pirates.
Master Rander! Master Rander!
Oh, good. Here comes 3D with lunch. Little Vima is famished.
Let's eat quickly. I'm eager to finish our journey and meet Master Thawne.
Oh, I'm so glad I found you in this crowd. I hope the child finds this food edible, Mistress Nomi. No one would tell me what was in it.
Ooh!
Oh, my! You made me drop my tray.
Hey, watch where you're going, droid.
Yeah, watch it, droid!
Really? There was no need for that, sir. My senses tell me that you and your multi-limbed companion purposely deviated from your path.
You accusing me of something, droid?
Blast him, Quanto! Space junk shouldn't talk back to flesh and blood!
Ander, I think those men are...
Let go of that droid. He didn't do anything to you.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
That's it, Quanto. Just keep him busy a little longer. Scritch, time to load up your poison sacks.
I said let go of that droid. And put down the blaster or I'll cut you in half.
Master Rander, behind you.
Get him, Scritch! Got him! Right on the neck!
Rander!
Daddy!
Get it off! It's biting me! Nomi! Help me!
Ander! Ander! He's dead! You killed my husband!
Tisk, tisk. That's the thing about them Jedi. Gotta keep their attention on so many different targets. One little slip and pfft, it's all over. What a shame. Now hand over those Adagan crystals. Then you can give them a decent burial in space.
Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Get up. If you give us the crystals, maybe our boss Bagga the Hutt won't make you a slave on his sail barge.
Nomi.
What's that light rising from Ander's body?
What are you talking about, lady?
Nomi, it's me.
A figure of light. Ander?
Hey, Gunnab! I don't think all her gyros are spinning. She's talking to nobody.
Mama, is that Daddy? He looks so shiny.
Vima sees him too.
Don't weep for me, Nomi. This is not the time for tears.
But I just saw you die.
Take my lightsaber. Protect yourself.
But I'm not a Jedi, Ander.
The Force is with you.
Gee, Gunnab, she's still talking to the air. This is getting weird. Maybe we better jump out of here.
No way, Wreck. Not without them crystals. Quanto, get them from her.
All right, lady. You heard, Gunnab. Hand over the crystals.
Feel the Force, Nomi. Let it flow into your arms. Take up the lightsaber.
I feel it, Ander.
Okay, lady. Put the saber down nice and slow, and we won't hurt you or your little girl.
Stay back.
Look at the way she's holding that lightsaber, Gunnab. Think maybe she's a Jedi, too?
Jedi or not, she's dead like her Jedi husband if she don't give over the crystals.
She's no Jedi. Come on, lady. You got 3 milliseconds to drop the fancy toothpick, or you and the little kid are bantha fodder.
I'm warning you.
One?
I'll hurt you.
Two?
All right, then.
Three. Ow!
Hey, she halved Quanto.
You'll pay for that, witch!
Oh, no.
I said leave me alone!
One on one, I don't think I like the odds. Come on, Scritch, we're out of here!
Crawl back to your dark side, pit scum, and tell your hut master I'll do the same to him!
Mistress Nomi!
Oh, What have I done?
You saved us, ma'am. You were marvelous.
Mama?
Marvelous? I killed those men.
Indeed. And may I suggest that we return to the ship and leave this place at once?
You what?
We failed, boss. We didn't get the crystals.
I do not tolerate failure, Gunnub.
We killed the Jedi, all right. But then this meek little woman suddenly jumps up and does in Quanto and Wreck like they was nothing. Who knew?
Perhaps I should feed you to my pet, Catrice.
What's that, boss?
Oh, I collected her from a curious lake on a nearby planet. She's my little pet.
She ain't so little.
Indeed. I believe this dragon could swallow you in one gulp, Gunnub. Which is just what she'll do if I don't get those crystals.
No problem, boss. I'm tracking her ship right now. You want I should take a team after her?
No, Gunnub. Prepare my private ship. I want to supervise this personally.
Okay, Bhima. You're all buckled in.
But where's Daddy, Mama?
He's not coming with us, little Jem. Is the ship ready, 3D?
Ready, ma'am. But we have no course plotted.
I think we should go where Ander wanted, to see Master Thawne.
Very well, but I'm afraid Master Ander never plotted that course into the navicomputer. He said he was just going by, feel.
Then we'll have to do the same. I don't quite understand the Force yet, but I feel it. Maybe it'll guide us.
Very well, Mistress Nomi. Where shall I,
That way. Just head out there, into the stars.
Time of the Jedi. 4,000 years before the birth of Luke Skywalker, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. But a threat to peace and justice has arisen on the savage planet Onderon. Three young Jedi Knights, Ulic Keldroma, his brother Kay, and their companion Tot Danita, were sent to Onderon to prevent a war, only to discover that the ruling city of Iziz had fallen under the control of zealous worshippers of the long-dead dark side warrior, Freedom Nadd. Now, the Jedi struggle to defend themselves against the forces of the dark side. Meanwhile, Nomi Sunrider, still mourning her murdered husband, has journeyed to the wasteland planet of Ambria to find the mysterious Jedi, Master Thawne, unaware that she is pursued by the gangster Bogga the Hutt, equally unaware that the events that follow will lead her to danger, to Ulic Keldroma, and to a confrontation with the powers of the dark side.
It's a wasteland.
Mistress Nomi, surely you're not thinking of going out into that desert. Perhaps you were mistaken.
No. Master Thawne is here. The Force has guided me. But why here? Why this desolate place? That wind, so strange. Mixed with dread and hope.
This world is so bleak, Mistress Nomi. Can such a dismal world be the home of a great Jedi Master?
Hmm? Well, let's find out. Come on, Vima. Up you go.
Mistress, if I trek with you across that dry waste, my joints will seize up. You'll have to abandon me to corrosion and metal-eating predators. A terrible fate for a droid.
Yes. Take care of the ship, 3D. I'll be back in a little while. I'll give Anders' gift to Master Thon, and then we'll return to our homeworld.
I just don't understand what Master Ark is talking about, Kay.
What do you mean, Ulic?
Well, we've brought peace to Onderon, haven't we? Queen Amanoa is dead, Princess Galia has married the Beast Rider, Oren Kira, and the Darksiders no longer rule the city. It's been weeks since anything even remotely exciting happened. So, why is Master Arca so worried?
You've heard the rumors, Ulic. They say King Omen is still alive. They say he's got a whole army of Darkseid warriors hidden in the catacombs under the city. They say...
They. Who are they anyway? Besides, if any problems do arise, there are four Jedi here. We can take care of anything.
Don't be overconfident, brother. The Darkseid ruled this city for 400 years. The Darkseid... Well, the Darkseid is stronger than we thought.
Kay, your arm. You've adjusted to it so well, I'd almost forgotten. I'm sorry. Still, I wish something exciting would happen. What was that?
I think it was your wish coming true. The palace has exploded!
The palace? Tatanita is there! Come on!
We had long since lost sight of the ship. My daughter and I were alone in the wasteland. I felt my old life begin to close behind me like an iron gate.
Mama, are we there yet?
Not much farther now, little Jem. I hope.
Mama, I'm thirsty.
Well, then you're in luck, little girl. There's a lake, just up ahead. But the water was foul. Steaming and bubbling.
I don't think I'm thirsty anymore.
Ugh. I don't blame you, Vima. That water is steaming, hissing. And then I heard the voices.
Turn back, Nomi Sermaya. Turn back. Return to the sorrow behind you. The sorrows ahead run too deep. The terror ahead is too strong. The pain you will find is too great.
Voices. In the steam. In the lake.
Voices, Mama?
Turn back, Nomi Sermaya. Turn back.
Turn back. Maybe we should turn back, little Jem.
No.
What?
The power of the dark side resides in that lake, Nomi Sunrider. Do not listen to it.
Now I hear a voice, Mama. A wonderful voice.
Come to me, Nomi Sunrider. I await you.
What's that? A horn? In this desert? This heat must be affecting me. For a moment, I hesitated, wishing I could turn back. Fly back to my old home, my old life. But Vima had heard that second voice, too. It was mysterious, irresistible. So we walked on, and I felt the gates of the past shut closed behind me. The morning wind merged with the sound of the horn call, and after another mile or two, we saw a herd of strange beasts, like cattle, answering the horn with strange, hooting cries, and suddenly they galloped off. And I heard the same inner voice tell me to follow. Follow, as my past faded into a vanishing mirage, and I marched through the dust and haze into a vague, shapeless future, until the future finally took shape.
Look, Mama! A house! And there are all those creatures we heard. And there's a yellow man riding a big... What is that, Mama?
I don't know, Little Jim, but we're about to find out. I knew at once that the man riding the strange beast was a Jedi.
I sensed your fear through the Force. Do not be afraid.
When the rider spoke, I felt something open in my heart. A certain lightness, hope. And that's how I met you.
Come to the house. I have food for you and the child.
Thank you.
You have come far, and on a strange journey, Nomi Sunrider. I am glad to offer you help.
Help. Someone. Help. This pillar falling across my chest. Can't breathe. Can't call out.
Hello? Is anyone in there? Hello? This place is about to collapse.
Ulic. Kay, I'm here.
Hello? Tot! Ulic! I found Tot Danita!
Where are you? I can't see with all this smoke.
Up here! Hold on, Tot. We'll get you out of there.
Kay, Tot!
Is he? I'm alive, but this pillar weighs a ton. Taking all my strength in the Force to keep it from crushing me.
What happened, Tot?
Darksiders attacked the palace. They blew it up.
And the fire's closing in on us. We've got to get him out, Ulic. Maybe my mechanical arm can... No good.
It's too heavy for you, Kay.
Hurry.
Maybe we can cut it with our lightsabers.
No, we cut Tot in half, too. We have to lift it using the Force. Concentrate, Kay.
It's hard to focus, Ulic. The smoke. The heat's like a furnace.
Try.
We're doing it.
We did it!
Come on, Tot, I'll help you.
We better hurry, Ulic. This place is about to...
That's odd. There's a ship approaching the Lightside Explorer. I didn't think we'd encounter anyone else in this wasteland. Computer?
Computer activated.
Identify approaching ship, please.
Identification unavailable. Approaching ship is broadcasting no telesponder codes.
Well, that's odd. Perhaps they've had technical problems and are stopping to ask for help. What information is available, computer?
Inbound vessel approaching at a speed of 3 standard time parts.
3 time parts? That's reckless speed for a planet-side voyage.
Maneuvers and angle of descent consistent with attack profile.
Attack? Oh, my!
Vessel design and markings consistent with insignia of gangster, known as...
Make way for Bogga the Hutt!
Oh, my! Look what you've done to the door of this ship.
That's nothing compared to the hole I'll make in you if you don't freeze like an ice cube on Hoth. Okay, boss. All clear.
Namafuta! Hurry up, Gunnub! I want my Adagan crystals!
Okay, boys. You heard the boss. Start looking!
Now, just wait a minute. You cannot barge onto Miss...
I warned ya!
Mistress Nomi's...
That's it for the droid.
The crystals, Gunnub!
All right, boys. Let's peel open this ship like a can of Nerf gizzards. If those Adagan crystals are on board, we're gonna find them.
I want to hear the rest of your story, Nomi Sunrider. But first, let me finish these chores.
This large creature, he sleeps indoors with you?
Well, of course he does. Don't you know?
I've never seen such an amazing creature in all my life.
Yes, he is most amazing. Very well, then. You were telling me about your husband's death. What happened next?
One of them had a venomous pet. It attacked Ander from behind. Before I knew what was happening, my husband was dead. I don't understand. He was always so strong. He told me the Force protects a Jedi.
The protection of the Force is a matter of attention. A Jedi can be undone if his attention is drawn away from his attacker. Over the centuries, some opponents of the Jedi have learned to exploit this vulnerability. What happened next, ma'am?
Something came over me. I thought I saw Ander surrounded by light. I felt great strength. I picked up his lightsaber and I killed two of the murderers. Afterward, there was nothing to do but obey Ander's command, to allow the Force to guide me here.
And why are you here?
I'm looking for someone. My husband was supposed to meet him, a Jedi.
I am a Jedi, but...
Then you're the one I'm looking for! You're Master Thawn!
Well, no,
I must give you his gifts. He said you would be grateful to receive them. I have them here. A Dagon crystals. Ander said they make the best lightsabers.
Wait, listen. Something's attacking my herd of Staga beasts. Someone of evil intent is in the compound.
It looks like a Hutt sail barge. And your compound is filled with his enforcers.
Hey, Nikto, this beast ain't dead yet.
Oh, sorry, Gutub.
Naja Gula! Hurry up, Gutub. We'll feast on Staga meat tonight.
You heard, Bog of the Hutt. All right, boys, let's get dinner loaded onto the hover sled and...
Hutt Worm?
Oh, boy.
Haven't you got enough evil wealth? Do you have to steal my herd, too?
And just who are you, pal? Oh, great, another Jedi.
To school, Kulta Jedi.
Don't bet on that.
Gutub, blast him!
You heard the boss, boys.
Your blasters won't help you against me.
We ain't stopping them, Gutub.
Don't you think I can see that? Keep firing!
Your aim is worse than your manners. You might as well put your blasters away and...
Good job, Nikto. With all these blasters going off, the last thing that Jedi expected was to get blindsided by a punch.
They're going to kill him. Just like they killed Ander. Wait, where are you going? At least let me help you with the door.
Finish that Jedi, Gutub. Soon I'll have those pretty crystals.
You got it, boss. Wherever assassins gather to drink, I'll be known as Gutub, the Jedi killer.
Nidachaza!
What in space is that?
Oh, man. I knew I should have brought Scritch with me. Go!
Nyurwarga!
Oof! Oof!
Ah! Ah! Fuck!
Blast him! Somebody blast him!
I got him!
Come on, Nikto! Can't you aim that thing?
I'm hitting him! But my shots are just bouncing off! And he's starting to glow!
This ain't real! That beast is throwing off some kind of force field!
Utaya Jedi! Get on the ship! This is not a power we can fight! Go! Go!
Are you...
I'm all right, Nomi Sunrider.
Play Path Nutla.
Thank you, Master. You have once again demonstrated that a lightsaber is not the only way to win a fight.
Master? Why do you call this creature master?
Because he is my master. My name is Os Willem. That is Master Thon.
That creature? But you were riding him. I mean, I thought...
It is not I, but he who will be your teacher in the ways of the Force, Nomi Sunrider.
Arum.
There are fires all over the city, Ulic.
It's the Darksiders, Master Arca. They formed a guerrilla army. They appear as if by magic.
Yeah, Sith magic.
They attack anyone they can find, and then disappear.
It's King Omen. He's here, somewhere, drawing on the dark power of Freedon Nadd that I felt earlier.
We've searched the catacombs under the city, but it's like a maze down there.
We must keep trying, Ulic. The fate of Onderon, maybe the fate of this star system, lies with us.
So much has happened in the time since I arrived here on Ambria. I thought my Jedi training would begin, but I've been ignored, left to myself. I've spent most of my time with little Vima. She likes to play with the small lizards that inhabit the wild terrain around the compound.
Look, Mama, the Neeks are dancing.
Be careful, little Jem. Those Neeks have sharp teeth.
It's okay, Mama. When they get too close, I just shoo them away, like this.
The Force had already been awakened in my daughter. She can use it to protect herself from the sharp teeth of the Neeks. I shouldn't have been surprised. She was the daughter of one, well, two Jedi.
Come on, Mama. Let's chase them.
I had warned her to stay away from that steaming lake, just as Os Willem had warned me. He said the dark side dwells there in the lake they call Lake Nath, kept prisoner by Master Thon's power. But children are children. Vima, let them go! Stay away from there, Vima!
Ha-ha! I have you now, little Neeks!
But I hadn't told her about the creatures. I didn't want to scare her. Os Willem had told me that the creatures in the Darkside Lake had begun to mutate.
What's wrong, little Neeks?
Into forms of evil.
Mama!
It was terrible. I thought I'd left my dragons behind me, but two new ones rose from the water. I was too far away. I couldn't reach her in time. Vima!
Mama! What are they?
And then something just came out of me. The Force, I guess. I mean, I know it. I formed an image in my head. In my mind, the two dragons stopped lurching toward Vima and started fighting each other. And before I knew it... my image became reality. The two dragons started fighting, as if I had made them fight.
Oh, Mama!
Come with me, Vima. Now! And we escaped. I came right back here, to the house. I thought I should tell you what happened, Master Thon. I don't know why. You never talk to me. You never do anything but growl.
So much sadness and pain in your heart, Nomi Sunrider.
You speak?
Of course I speak. All the time. In words and otherwise, in the Force, every moment is an oratory.
But why have you been ignoring me? Why have you waited so long?
I have waited for you, daughter. My words have not changed, but now you have ears to hear me. Today, at the lake... you opened your mind to the Force. You instinctively used one of our most powerful tools. Jedi battle meditation.
Battle meditation? Then I am a Jedi.
You have begun the long journey. I hope it is not too late.
Too late?
Events are moving quickly. Events that will summon you and others already fighting into the greatest struggle yet between the light side and the darkness. I must prepare you. Your training must begin now.
Welcome to Republic City. As you know from your travel brochures, Republic City, the only city on Coruscant, covers the entire surface of the planet. It is the largest city in the Republic. On your left is a view of the senatorial chambers, where laws for the entire civilized cosmos are debated. Next, we'll visit the Museum of Natural Mystery.
Lima, how much longer do we have to put up with this?
Just for a while longer, Seytal. We've got to blend in with the tourists long enough to study the layout of the museum facilities.
Well, we'd better make it fast. After all, you and I are the heirs to the entire Empress Teta's star system. Not a couple of greenies from Sir Carpus V. We're bound to be recognized sooner or later.
All right. There's a location monitor over there. Just push that button and...
Display map activated. You are here.
Oh, by the Empress, I hate visual aids.
Quiet, Seytal. I'm checking the directory. Let's see. Dantooine, Dasucha. Here we are. Darkside Antiquities.
Perfect. There's a museum of Darkside objects not far from here.
This is it, Seytal. The power of the dark side will soon be ours.
Now, where's that power converter? Power converter...
Ooh! Ah! I believe it's to the left, Master Willem.
Gutub's blaster did a nasty bit of work on you, 3D. Took me months to get the parts to fix you right.
Oh, Mistress Nomi, how are you?
Hello, 3D. Hello, Willem.
Hello, Nomi Sunrider. How goes the Jedi training?
Fine, I guess. Master Thawne gave me the afternoon off. I thought I'd go for a walk, but this planet is so bleak. Why did Master Thawne choose to live here?
Because he wanted to test himself. Ambria is a dark side world. And once Thawne drove the dark side energies back into that lake, he decided to stay.
How long have you known Master Thawne? Is he really as wise as they say? Sometimes he frightens me.
Been with him 5 years. Taught me the lightsaber and the Force. He gave me...
Please watch what you're doing, Master Willem. You are millimeters away from my most delicate servos.
Sorry, 3D. Thawne's the best Jedi Master I've ever met, Nomi. Fried density emitter.
Oh, dear. That's fatal, isn't it? I'm doomed. I knew it.
You'll be okay. I can bypass the emitter and link directly to the secondary integrator. I have to warn you, Nomi. Master Thawne can be scary sometimes. He'll push you to your limits.
Well, at least you'll be here. If things get difficult, I'll have somebody to talk to.
Oh, didn't you know? I might be going away.
What?
Yes. That's why the Twi'lek's here.
Who is Twi'lek?
A Twi'lek is a species, not a person. This one's a Jedi. His name is...
Tot Danita, it is good that you came.
Yes, Master Thawne. Master Orca is on the planet Onderon with his apprentices, Ulik and Kay Keldroma. The dark side is very strong there. Will you help us?
Master Orca is an old friend. How can I refuse him?
Welcome to the Museum of Darkside Antiquities. May I help you?
I hope so. My name is Seytal, and this is my cousin, Alima.
We're interested in seeing any old artifacts from the dark side. If you have any.
If I have any? My dears, you're in luck. We're just now installing a new exhibit. The Dark Lords of the Sith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's quite a dramatic title.
Thank you. Thought of it myself. I'm afraid the exhibit's not quite ready yet.
Oh, but couldn't we see what you've got anyway?
Well, I'm not supposed to. Most of the stuff we have is just rubbish, you know? But the Jedi Knights asked us not to display it until the proper security measures have been taken.
Just a peek? Please.
Well, all right. What harm is it anyway? Just a bunch of old books and talismans collecting dust. Not as though anybody can use these things to take over the galaxy or anything. Right through here!
Oh.
Wow.
Here it is. Just piles of old books and medallions so far. But wait till we set up the lights and the holographs. That's the real show.
Do you know much about the dark side?
Oh, just what's here on the data pad, really. Ancient Jedi Knights who turned to the dark side became Dark Lords of the Sith, or some such nonsense. They ruled over an ancient civilization, but were banished for their evil practices, etc., etc. Oh, excuse me for a moment, will you?
Hello? This is he. What?
Alima, can you feel it?
Yes, Seytal. Power resonates from all these objects.
But apparently no one can feel it but us.
Take something, Seytal. This is our chance.
This book with the ancient writing. Oh, this looks important.
All right. Let's go.
Braised lungfish will be fine, as long as it's fresh, mind you. Well, sorry about that, just a little miss... Well, now where did they go?
La, 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 la. 10 little bantha cubs walking in a line. One ran off, and then there were 9. La, 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 la. Hi, Mama. How are... You... You look tired, Mama.
I'm very tired, little Jim. This Jedi training is...
Know me, Sunrider.
Master Thawne, I didn't realize you had come in.
Your training goes very well. The Force is indeed with you.
Thank you.
It is time for your next step. You will use Adagan crystals to build your first lightsaber.
Master Thawne, I know I must take up the life of a Jedi. I will do it, but I will never touch a lightsaber again. A lightsaber will only make me remember my husband's death and the terrible vengeance I brought on those who murdered him.
That was not vengeance. That was self-defense. That was justice. You have already shown great natural skill with the lightsaber.
You yourself do not carry a lightsaber. As long as I do not have to use a lightsaber, I will accept your training.
You must take up the lightsaber. Know me, Sunrider. I foretell that you will take it up again, or die.
Nonetheless, I will not.
Then come. We will go to the hills. There is a ceremony I must perform.
Ceremony? But...
Bring your daughter. She, too, is my apprentice. Hurry, climb onto my back with your daughter. We must hurry.
3D, are you sure you don't want to come with us?
Thank you, mistress, but I don't think my joints are up to the, ride. Besides, that creature looks awfully angry, mistress. Besides, I really must finish repairing the Lightside Explorer.
Very well. Up we go, Vima. On to Master Thon's back. There. 3D. If something happens, if we don't come back, take the ship, return to our home world, tell them what happened.
Nomi, Sunrider, don't you trust me?
I don't get it, Gotob. Why is Bogger the Hutt laughing?
You got me, Nikto. A while ago, we was licking our wounds after that beating the Jedi gave us. And now old Bogger's laughing so hard, he's shaking like Andorian jelly.
Prepare the ship, Gunnub. You are going to pay those Jedi another visit.
Me, boss? Are you sure you want us to...
Don't question my orders, Gunnub.
But last time...
Last time, you didn't have these.
Jewelry?
Fool! These are chains. Mandalorian chains. They will hold even a Jedi prisoner. Now, go!
It is simple enough to know the light. A Jedi must feel the tension between the two sides of the Force in himself and in the universe. The dark side challenges us, tests us, forces us to reach beyond ourselves.
As I did at the lake?
Exactly. You drew upon the Force to influence those dark side creatures.
Master Thon, Os Willem told me that you chose this world because the dark side is strong here.
Yes, there was a great darkness here. I drove it back into the lake, and there it remains. Here, we have arrived.
Here? At the edge of this precipice?
Yes, Nomi Sunrider, look into the pit.
Ooh, Mama, it's so deep.
Stay back, Vima. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous. Yes, it is dangerous, Nomi Sunrider. But it is as nothing compared to the Force. Now, please, turn your back to the pit and face me.
All right.
Now you stand on the razor's edge, Nomi Sunrider, between the darkness behind you and the Force before you, and you must choose. But remember, the Force is deeper than this pit and 1,000 times more.